الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا، صدق الله العظيم. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الدنيا سجن المؤمن وجنة الكافر، صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. دوشيت الله Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, in the last session, the single sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was explained to the brothers. One must remember that on the day of Qiyamah, many, many events will take place. It is not one day as we perceive it to be, limited to the 24 hours, how we count our days. It's not 24 hours when we talk about the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran has mentioned, كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةً كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةً The day of Qiyamah, the extent of it will be 50,000 years. So one day will be how many years? 50,000 years. So imagine the events that will take place in that period of time, 50,000 years. But alhamdulillah, for the believer, for the Muslim, it will be like the waiting period from Asr to Maghrib. That is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But for the kuffar, it will be 50,000 years. Painful, painful waiting. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I will be the first one to come out from the qabr, as mentioned earlier on. And I will walk in the right direction in Maidan al-Mahshar. A special platform will be reserved for Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he will reserve himself in that area. In the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the kuffar will come also, a big community of the kuffar. ثُمَّ تَكِفُونَ مَوْكَفًا وَاحِدًا And they will also stay in one area of the mahshar. مِقْدَارَ سَبْعِينَ آمَنْ لَا يَنْزُرُوا إِلَيْكُمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be so angry with the kuffar on that day that Allah will not even look at them, and they will wait and stand in that position for 70 years. That is why in the hadith of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that some of the sins, the penalty is that Allah will not look at him, even if he is a believer. لا ينظروا إليهم Allah will not look at them. And I'm not trying to be hard on the brothers here, sitting here. Allahu Akbar, my duty is only to explain and make a translation of what is in the Quran and in the Hadith. One of those people who Allah will not look at on the day of Qiyamah are those people who have this habit of wearing their trousers below their ankles. And Allah will not look at them, and that is a big sin. Some of the people have the habit that when they come for Salah, they just fold and fold the trousers up. Alhamdulillah, even if they do it for the Salat out of respecting the masjid and that they are going to stand in front of Allah, they do that. Alhamdulillah. But it's not just meant for the five times prayer. It is a general hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only person who had permission for that was Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and that permission was given to him by Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. He would often come to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and he would wear a lungi, not a lungi like our Indonesian brothers wear and the Malaysians wear. It was a chadar that would overlap the entire body, and the top part, like ihram. Ihram is wide, but something like ihram. And Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq would say that my lungi always comes down, it's always coming down. He was a great muttaqi person. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Abu Bakr Siddiq, you are not from the mutakabbirin, what I have said. So from there the ulama has said Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq has that permission. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not look at this kuffar at all. فَتَبْكُونَ حَتَّى تَنْقَطِعَ الدَّمُوعَ. They will cry, they will weep, they will cry so much that their tears will dry up. Aansu khushk ho jayenge. No tears will come out anymore. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ثُمَّ تَدْمَعُونَ الدَّمَنَ. Then tears of blood will come out from the eyes. No water, then blood will come out. وَتَعَرَكُونَ حَتَّى. And this was explained that the sun will be up above the heads to a distance of 1 mile, approximately 1 mile. Imagine the heat. And they will be punished in their own sweats, in their own perspiration. That was explained to the brothers. After 70 years, وَتَقُولُونَ. They will look at each other and they will say, مَنْ يَشْفَعُ لَنَا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا لِيَقْضِيَ بَيْنَنَا. Who will intercede for us so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord, can judge us and pass a judgment for us. Out of frustration they will say that. And after making mashwara, all of them will turn to Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. They will say, مَنْ أَحَقُّ بِذَلِكَ مِنْ أَبِيكُمْ آدَمَ. Who is more worthy of this position than Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam? خَلَقَ اللَّهُ بِيَدِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam with his hands. وَنَفَخَ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِهِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blew in him the ruh, the soul. وَكَلَّمَهُ قُبْلًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke with him. Again, in the hadith, when we talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hands, it is not the physical hand that should be understood. It's not the physical hand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is apart from all that. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. We bring iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator and he has the 99 names, and all of those sifat attributes given to him are exclusive attributes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is just to explain to the people, like when insan wants to do something, generally the first thing he does is that he uses the hands. And to make it easy, in the hadith, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that خَلَقَهُ اللَّهُ بِيَدِهِ. Allah has created Adam alayhi salam with his hands. فَيَأْتُونَ Adam. And everyone will come to Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. فَيَطْلُبُونَ إِلَيْهِ ذَلِكَ. And they will ask him, O Adam alayhi salam, O our father. They will make a plea to him. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Lord, your Rabb, to make things easy for us, to remove this difficulty from us. Faya'ba, and Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam on that day will refuse. He will say, Fayaqul, ma ana bi sahibi dhalik. I am not worthy of that position. All of them at that time, on the day of Qiyamah, respected brothers, will fear the wrath and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the jalal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he will say, no. ثُمَّ يَسْعَوْنَ إِلَى الْأَنْبِيَاءِ نَبِيًّا نَبِيًّا. All of them will wander off to the different prophets. And every prophet will have their own station, a maqam, a platform reserved for them. Every Nabi. Some of the ulama have mentioned, it comes in the khabar here, the kitab here, that every ummati of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will also be granted a special position on the day of Qiyamah. Musabba is not here today, is he? No. I'm missing him. Okay. I don't take register of people, eh? Don't worry. You know, Musabba is always here, mashallah, you know, giving, just following the words after me. Things are a bit quiet today. So, it comes, وَفِي الْخَبَرِ إِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ On the day of Qiyamah, a banner will be given to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and a banner. Like we told Muhammad Amin that when we go to march, make sure you have the right flags. The right flags. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq will have a flag. The angels will come and give him a banner. And on that flag, it will be a Siddiqeen. What will be written? A Siddiqeen. A flag. يُنْصَبُ لِضَاءَ الصِّدْقِ لِأَبِي بَكْرٍ وَكُلُّ صِدِّيقٍ يَكُونُ تَحْتَ لِضَائِهِ And all those who upgraded themselves to such a high level that they became Siddiq. So all those from the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who only Allah knows, who hold the title of being Siddiq, they will all stand with Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq under his banner. All of them. There will be this massive, massive flag, and Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq will be holding it. And when Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would go to jihad, Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would give the flag to one of the companions. So it's easy for everyone to see. Everyone knows exactly where to stand, what to do, what not to do. And Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq will be holding that. And all of them, the angels will select, right, you go there, you go there, you go there, you go there. And they will be with Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, with Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. وَلِوَاعِ الْفُقَهَا لِمُعَاذُ بْنُ الْجَبَلِ And one flag will be given to Hazrat Mu'adh ibn al-Jabal. And on that flag will be written al-Fuqaha. All the Islamic jurists, those who, Allahu Akbar, mastered Islamic jurisprudence, faqih, all the Islamic jurists will be called and selected by the angels. People will be rushing, no, you go back, you go back, you come, you come, Imam Abu Hanifa, right, you come, you are in the team of Hazrat Mu'adh ibn al-Jabal, go there. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal was a faqih and a muhaddith, right, you come. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi also, like you come, subhanallah. And all the fuqaha, that is why it is so important that we follow one fiqah. Remember, respected brothers, when one turns away from following one imam, he is vulnerable to the shaitan. The shaitan can pick him out any time. And there have been incidents that people have become murtad. Incidents. I personally know one person, personally, don't want to mention anyone's name. They become murtad. They apostate. They turn away. They denounce and they say, we've got nothing to do with this mazhab anymore. That is the nahusat, when one turns away. People may feel that this is something very hard and strong words. Allahu Akbar. It is not strong words, brothers. It is a fact. And Hazrat Mu'adh ibn al-Jabal will be there, he will be holding. He himself was a great faqih, Hazrat Mu'adh ibn al-Jabal. So all of the fuqaha of this ummah will be under the banner of Hazrat Mu'adh ibn al-Jabal, radiyallahu ta'ala. وَلِوَاءُ الزُّهْدِ لِأَبِي ذَرْ radiyallahu ta'ala. وَكُلُّ زَاهِدٍ يَكُونُ تَحْتَ لِوَائِهِ And a banner of zuhud will be given to Hazrat Abu Dharr Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala. What is zuhud? Those who had renounced the world. Those who did not have the love of this dunya. Allahu Akbar. Materialism was nothing for them. This dunya, the love of this dunya was nothing for them. They lived a life, Allahu Akbar, completely full tawakkul. Full thing comes from nothing in the house. These were the Zahideen, Abi Dharr radiallahu ta'ala, and that is the life of Hazrat Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala. So when he would see someone having two pair of clothes, he would say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. What would he say? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And where would we all be? Don't point at me, but point at someone else here. Huh? Pointing at me, what for? Bhai, main to hamara kharcha kya hota hai? Kuch bhi. So, only what is zuhud? And the Zahideen will be under the banner of Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala, but this is elite taqwa. Elite taqwa. Today nobody can do that. These were great, great people, Hazrat Abu Dharr Ghifari. And those who practice that, they will be with Hazrat Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala. You need that amount of taqwa inside to then withstand that form of life. Another banner will be given to Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, and that banner, on that banner will be written As-Sukha'u, Waliwa'u As-Sukha'u Uthman, li-Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, wa kullu sakhiyin yakunu tahta liwa'ihi, and every generous person, the one who gives charity in the path of Allah, will be under the banner of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. All those, mashallah, every time they give in the path of Allah, they give money, they give money, they give money. All of them will be with Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. The people of Leicester, alhamdulillah, Allah bless them. And Allah make them millionaires and billionaires. Ameen. Give them more and more. Allah khub unko de. And when Allah gives them, that wealth brings them even closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May that wealth be like the wealth of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala and Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala. And today I said it in the university. Some of the companions asked Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Auf. Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Auf was a multi-millionaire, billionaire of his time. A companion. Very, very rich man. When he came to Madinatul Munawwara, he had nothing, but he said to his Ansari companion, leave me, let me just start my business. And the minute he started his business, subhanAllah, he had that power, that gift of tijarat was with him. And that is why tijarat is great sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu was questioned, how did you acquire so much wealth? Itne maldar kaise bane? Itne maldar kaise bane? As Abdul Rahman bin Auf is following the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our profit margin is very, very low. Kya kahun? The profit margin is very, very low. 4 to 5% only. It would never exceed 15%. All the commodities that Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Auf would sell, he would sell it with a very, very low profit margin. And because of that, I have a lot of barakah. That is what he would say. Allahu Akbar. These people were great, great tujar. They knew exactly. And he would say that if everyone would do business with that low rate of profits, low profit margin, the economy of the country would become absolutely stable. Absolutely stable. So the society that we are living in today, because we are living in this interest culture, so where the rich become so rich, so rich, and the poor become so poor and so poor. And that poor person, because he has depression all the time, he has taken out loan, he has to have income coming in to pay off the money that he owes the bank. And he works so hard, so hard, so hard. Allahu Akbar. Mental pressure is there. And that takes everything away from him. Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala, imagine the wealth he had, my respected brothers. In one majlis, in one session, he bought 1,000 camels by cash. 1,000 camels. Or wo bhi, yani Arabi oont, Arabian camels. 1,000 in one session. He had properties in Syria. He had properties in Palestine. He had properties in Madinatul Munawwara. He had properties everywhere. Allahu Akbar. And he said to the companion, he says, I bought 1,000 camels and I sold 1,000 camels without making a single profit, without making even one dirham of profit. The amount of money that I had spent to buy all the camels, that is the same amount that I sold it with to my Muslim brother. No profit. He said, the only profit which I received from this business transaction was by the ropes that were tied to the necks of the camels. I sold all the ropes that were there, and that is the only profit that I received from the camels. Nothing more than that. So 1,000 ropes he sold, that was his profit. This was the business. Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Auf. So he said, وَلِوَا إِسْفُخَى, those who are generous, they will be under the banner of Hazrat Osman radiallahu ta'ala. And no doubt, a lot of the Muslims of Leicester, inshallah, will be under the banner of Hazrat Osman radiallahu ta'ala. When we were collecting money, alhamdulillah, all the time collecting money, but for a reason. If the brothers are not going to support, who is going to pay for it? This madrasa, the money that goes, does not go to any individual. It goes to the madrasa, it goes to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's easy to criticize brothers, very easy. But come and work and see. Easy to criticize. Zaman ko khulna kya? Koi mushkil ka? Nothing. To say something, to point fingers, that's easy. Allahu Akbar. But it is a lot of effort, a lot of effort. Anyway, every time, alhamdulillah, on big nights, when we needed money, alhamdulillah, before for Masjid-e-Umar, and then alhamdulillah, we got these two buildings, so we raised enough funds, alhamdulillah, on the night. I noticed there was always one brother, alhamdulillah, straight after the bayan, when we'd say, alhamdulillah, brothers, now we need your full support, you know, we need your money. It's always this one individual who stands up quickly before everyone else. He has this jazba, mashallah. I have seen it twice. He stands up very, very quickly and he says, Wali sahab, mara tarafti, make quickly write it for me, £500. With jazba, it's not to show. It's jazba that he has. I should be rewarded quickly. And when I met him, he said to me, Wali sahab, I'm not doing it to show, but it is just that when you say it, you know, it is for the house of Allah. Someone just picks me up, pushes me, tells me to stand up, and that, Allahu Akbar. If that was the case with everyone, alhamdulillah, it would not be a problem. So I met him downstairs, and he goes to me that, I gave £500, Allah bless him with much more. He said, last time I gave for Masjid Omar £800, and he's not a very, very rich man, to my knowledge. Allahu A'lam, may Allah give him a lot of wealth, inshallah. Wealth that will bring him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said to me, the last time when it was big night, when we were asking brothers to pay off the debt for Masjid Umar, he gave £800. And he says, what I heard from you is that you said that when you give in the path of Allah, Allah does not decrease your wealth, Allah increases your wealth. Paisa dene se kam nahi hota hai. Allah barhata hai. He goes to me, Maulana, I gave £800, and I was thinking twice, the shaitan was whispering in my heart, when will you get this £800 jazbe mein? So you have said it £800. Now collecting £800 it's not easy. He says, I gave £800 for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After 3 days, I receive a letter from this inland revenue people, income tax. And I receive a check of £900 and they say to me that we were looking at your records and you've been paying us a lot of tax. This is the money we owe you. And they gave him a check back for £900. And he says, when I was holding that check, I remembered you when you said that when you give in the path of Allah, Allah increases your wealth, Allah does not decrease. He says, Maulana, I can't even imagine that. That I was paying extra money, a check of £900 came. So waliwa'i sukha, those who are generous, they will be under the banner of Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala an. Waliwa'u shuhada li aliyin, and those who are shaheed, the shuhada, who I wouldn't say died in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but death comes to everyone. But who died for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be under the banner of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Wa kullu shaheedin yakunu tahta liwa'ihi. And all the shuhada of this ummah will be with Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Wa liwa'i al-qurrah. And Shaykh Abdul Rahman Sudaisi and all these fantastic Qur'as that we hear, a beautiful recitation of the Qur'an, all these Qari, the Qur'as of this ummah, will be standing under the banner that will be given to Hazrat Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala, because he was the greatest Qari in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very often Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say to Ubay bin Ka'ab, Ubay, come here. Hazrat Ubay would come. He says, Ubay, I want to hear Quran from your mouth. Kitna darja hoga? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon whom the Quran was revealed, is saying to Ubay bin Ka'ab, I want to hear the Quran from your mouth. So all the Qurra, the Qaris, will be under the banner of Hazrat Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala. Wa liwa'u al-mu'adhinin لِبِلَال رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى And Musaba is not here, otherwise he would have said Alhamdulillah and MashaAllah. And all the muazzins of the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be under the banner of Hazrat Bilal. Hazrat Bilal will have a flag, and all the muazzinin, the angels, will be selecting Haji. You're a muazzin, you are a muazzin, you are a muazzin, you are. All the muazzins will be there with Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. وَلِوَائِلْ مَقْتُولِينَ ظُلْمًا لِلْحَسَيْنِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. And those who were killed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for no reason at all, someone because of the iman, Allahu Akbar, assassinated them, mutilated their body, they will be under the banner of Hazrat Hussein رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. So on the day of Qiyamah, everyone will be given a platform. Allah says, يَوْمَ نَدْعُ كُلُّ أُنَاسٍ بِإِمَامِهِمْ. Every man on that day, Allah will invite him to stand in front of his imam. That is why in the hadith it comes, أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ ثَمَانِينَ. How many doors are there for Jannah? 8. Kitne? 8 doors. بَابُ الصَّلَاةِ. One of the doors, the name of the gates of Jannah is Babu Salat. So all those whose hearts were inclined with Salat, they will enter from this gate. Babu Jihad, and all those whose hearts were inclined with Jihad, all of them will enter through Babu Jihad, and all of them will be going through that. And Babu Rayyan, Babu Rayyan is that gate for those who fast in the path of Allah. And women, I think a lot of women will be entering through this gate, because for them fasting is very, very important. MashaAllah, they fast and they keep all the nawafil roza. Men won't, but women will. So Babu Rayyan, all of them. Babu Sadaqah, one of the gates of Jannah, are those who are sakhi, giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That door will invite them. All the sukha, the sakhi, those who gave in the path of Allah, they should enter. Famous hadith, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq will be one man who will have the right to enter from any gates of Jannah. He was. In the hadith it comes that Maktubun ala babil Jannati la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Written on every door of Jannah is this kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. On every door of Jannah it says La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And this is when we enter Jannah. This is when we enter Jannah. So now we've entered Jannah, haven't we? So La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. In another hadith, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ma fil jannati shajaratun. Ma fil jannati shajaratun alayha barakatun. Every tree in Jannah, and every tree that has leaves, beautiful leaves, tree of Jannah and the leaves of Jannah, on the leaves it will be written, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. In another hadith, it comes that when Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken from Mi'raj, he saw on the gates of the Asman, the doors of Asman, written on the gates was La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, Abu Bakr Siddiq, Umar al-Faruq. This was written on the gates. This is what Huzur alayhi salam said. Abu Bakr al-Siddiq and Umar al-Faruq. So it would be nice for the Shias to return back and follow the true tariqah, Sirat al-Mustaqim, which is to take Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala as the Khalifa of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Incredible kitab this is. It also talks about 10 animals that will enter Jannah. 10 animals that will go to Jannah. And thus, janwar jo Jannah mein jane wale hain. 10 animals. Naqatu Salih alayhi salam. The camel of Hazrat Salih alayhi salam. The camel of Salih alayhi salam, which is mentioned in the Quran. If we go into the tafsir, then we are going off track, because the subject is the day of Qiyamah. And Wa'ijlu Ibrahim, and the calf of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, Waqabish Ismail, and the sheep of Ismail alayhi salatu was salam. Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam put the knife on the throat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent the Qabish. That Qabish will go in Jannah. Wa Baqaratu Musa. The first chapter of the Quran is Suratul Baqarah, translated as the cow. That cow will enter Jannah. That cow will enter Jannah. It will be in Jannah. Wa Hutu Yunus. And that whale or fish, only Allah knows. Shabir Bhai is not here, he says, no, whales are not fishes, so I have to say fish or whale or whatever. Mammals, yeah. So, well, hoot means fish. Okay. Because whales are so big, generally, you take them to be, you know, they can swallow someone one shot. And I was just reading a book where it is possible for someone to survive scientifically inside a fish. Reading it today in a magazine. Researched by non-Muslims. So wahutu Yunus alayhi salam, that fish which protected Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam, that fish will also enter Jannah. And one of the first food that will be served to the first group of people that will enter Jannah is also fish. Fish. Wahimaru Uzair, and the donkey of Hazrat Uzair alayhi salam. The donkey of Hazrat Uzair alayhi salam will enter Jannah. Wa namlatu Sulaiman, and the ant of Sulaiman alayhi salam. Sulaiman alayhi, that is mentioned in the Quran when the ants of Sulaiman alayhi salam, and Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam started to laugh when one of the ants warned the entire bulk of the ants that were there, be careful, Sulaiman alayhi salam is coming. Yad Rakhna, you might be disarmed by Sulaiman alayhi salam. And if you are disarmed by Sulaiman alayhi salam, it is justified, because he is a prophet. So that ant is mentioned in the Quran, and that ant will be in Jannah. Wahudhud Bilqis. Hudhud of Bilqis. Sulaiman alayhi salam, that information that was given to Sulaiman alayhi salam about Bilqis, who was the queen of Yemen at that time. And Hudhud, which one of my ustads translated as a woodpecker. A woodpecker. Wallahu a'lam. He said Hudhud means woodpecker. And he is a great scholar. So, you know, it's a bird anyway. So that Hudhud, which spoke to Sulaiman alayhi salam, will be with Sulaiman alayhi salam in Jannah. Just for accompanying Anbiya alayhi salam. What will happen to those brothers who follow the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Wanaqatu Muhammad alayhi salam, and the oont, the camel of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Qaswa. The Qaswa will be also in Jannah. And finally, Wakalbu Ashabul Kahf, that one dog that accompanied the youth, the young people who took refuge in a cave, hiding away from the king who was terrorizing everyone at that time because of the iman. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah So they hid themselves in the caves and Allah protected them. Allah protected them. Allah protects who He wills. And that dog followed them. And that dog is also mentioned in the Quran. And that dog will enter Jannah. That is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever He wills, He gives a position in Jannah. Subhanallah al-Azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we all enter Jannah by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Going back to Adam alayhi salam, Adam alayhi salam will say, I can't do anything, go to my son who was the first messenger of Allah, in a sense that Risalat was given to him, he's a Rasul, Sharia was given to him, and he is the first one to encounter the kuffar that were there who started shirk. Go to Nuh alayhi salatu was salam, and Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu was salam will send all of them to Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam. When they come to Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam will say, I made a dua against my ummah. Even today I fear the anger and the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't come to me. And Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu was salam will send them to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. When they come to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam will say, no. Go to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam, being Jalali, having that Allahu Akbar temperament, that even in this world he said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I want to see you. I want to see you. That is the connection he had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, Musa, you can't see me. He says, no Allah, I want to see you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed his anwarat, the tajalli. Musa alayhi salatu wa salam fell unconscious. When they come to him on the day of Qiyamah, even Musa alayhi salatu wa salam will surrender. He will say to the people, no, I can't ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what you are asking me. I slapped a Qibti, an Egyptian, and accidentally with my one slap he died. I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today. Musa alayhi salam will say, after me, Ruhullah came. His darja, his status is very high to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go to Isa alayhi salam. And Isa alayhi salatu was salam, very shy. Sharmila mizaj. Very humble. Isa alayhi salatu was salam. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu was salam, and the people come to him, what will he say? He says, you are coming to me when my community took me to be Ma'adullah, son of God. How can I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And he will guide them. He says, the only one who can help you today in Maidan-e-Hashr is that you go to Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all the wufood, all the community at that time, the non-Muslims, will come to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they will say, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, help us, make a dua. In the hadith it comes, Hatta ta'tuni, when they come to me, Fantalaka hatta atal fahs, and I will say, I will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today, I will come to an area called fahs, فَأَخَرَّ سَاجِدًا and I will fall in prostration. I won't take much of your time, inshallah. فَقَالَ أَبُو هُرَيْرَةَ حَضَرَتْ أَبُو هُرَيْرَةَ رضي الله تعالى عن آس حضور عليه السلام يا رسول الله ما الفحس what is فحس صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the front part of the arsh, I will make sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in that one sajda, one is the collective sajda, the command of sajda given to all, the entire humanity. And one sajda on the day of Qiyamah will only be exclusively the sajda of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Only these two sajda. That is all. One sajda for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the other sajda is aam, general for everyone. Aam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will praise the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in sajda. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inspire the heart of Aam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he will utter words that no man has ever uttered. Even the angels have never praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with those words. And then Allah will tell the angel, the malik, the angel will come, فَيَأْخُذَ بِعَذَدِي, he will hold the shoulder of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَيَرْفَعُنِي, and the angels will lift Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the sajda, and Allah will say to Huzur alayhi salam, Ya Muhammad, I will say, فَأَكُولْ نَعَمْ لَبَّيْكَ يَا رَبِّ, I am present to Allah. Allah will say, Ma sha'anuk, what is it that you want today? Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that, فَأَقُولُ يَا رَبِّي وَعَدْتَنِي الشَّفَاعَةَ فَشَفَّعْنِي فِي خَلْقِكَ. You promised me intercession for my ummah. O Allah, accept that maqam, that position that you gave me, that I will intercede for my ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, O Muhammad, today that permission is given to you. And at that point, the day of accounting, the time of accounting will start. That is the time everyone will be gathered and everyone will be accounted for. In the hadith it comes that فَأَرْجِعُ فَأَكِفُ مَعَ النَّاسِ أَبُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ will return back فَبَيْنَمَا نَحْنُ وُكُوفٌ, and he will stand with the people, with his ummah, and Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will hear a strong noise, sound coming from the heavens, and that will be all the angels of the heavens. All the angels of the heavens will descend down, all of them will come down, all the angels. In the hadith it comes, before coming down, because of the nur that the angels have, the entire surface of this world will lit up, it will be as if it is shining, and that will be of the nur of the angels. And after that, the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be carried down. The arsh of Allah will be lifted by 8 angels. وَيَحْمِلُ عَرْشَهُ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَ. That is also mentioned in the Quran. How is the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our duty is to have iman, to believe in that. And the 8 angels that bring down the arsh of Allah, they will make the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will say, Subhana zil izzati wal jabarut, Subhana zil malaki wal malakut, Subhana al hayy alladhi la yamut, Subhana alladhi yumitul khalaik wa la yamut. This is the tasbih that the angels will be making. And after the arsh that comes down, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will order the angels, and the kursi, which is mentioned in Ayatul Kursi. How is the kursi? That knowledge is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is from the mutashabihat. It is beyond the comprehension of the mind. The insan has no power to understand it. We have to have iman in the kursi, and the angels will lift the kursi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The arsh will be there. Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam will be there. Allah says, وَأَشْرَقَتِ الْأَرْضُ بِنُورِ رَبِّهَا. At that time there will be no sun. Allahu Akbar. The only light will be coming from the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And judgment will start. Even on that day, permission will not be given to the kuffar to view and sight the zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That will be, inshallah, explained in the sessions to come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to make amal on what has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.